Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud today. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power turned on. Starting right now, I'll be gone. I'll play my fight song.
Hello, everybody. This is Furl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's evening, so I can't tell how. I think it was kind of warm today, but anyway, I'm inside, of course, because of the virus, and that's okay. And actually, I'm not sure, but I have a feeling that I'm going to be hosting with my there they are. Yeah, my rubber chickens. That's that was Esther. Was that Esther? Where are you? Where, Eunice? Are you there, Eunice? Okay. Well, they'll be they'll be coming in later because, yes, they want to get their 15 minutes of fame, and well, we'll tell you about that later. I have to tell some jokes, but I'm doing this show, for a number of reasons. As a writer, some recent articles, and so I want to read them and give them, you know, maybe some. My observations or why I wrote these articles. Two of them, well, the first having to do with, unfortunately, with the death of two very important women, actually. And one of them is, of course, is Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who sets a double history. So I'll just kind of read what I wrote, and then there will be a follow-up article that I wrote. So I wrote, as she had already made history during her extraordinary life, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will go down in history with her death as she lie in state as the first woman and person of Jewish faith to do so. Civil rights hero Rosa Parks was the only other woman who lay in honor at the Capitol, but did not the distinction of lying in state due to her not being a military veteran or stateswoman. So lying in state is reserved for only the most significant and revered public figures. So, okay, well, Jewish tradition will be set aside, as although it dictates that a body should be buried within 24 hours, in this case, there are some exceptions, which include the Sabbath and time to gather relatives, as well as non-Orthodox tradition allowances that have been made for other existing circumstances. The House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, announced that Ginsburg's casket will first lie in repose at the Supreme Court building on Wednesday. That was on Wednesday, the 23rd, I believe. and Thursday, and then the Capitol on Friday, September 25th, 2020. A formal separate ceremony will be held Wednesday morning at the Wednesday morning at the Supreme Court for Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court. The public will then have the chance to pay their respects from about 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Wednesday, and then from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday, where the casket will be placed under the portico at the top of the courthouse steps in order to keep safe distancing during the pandemic. Having Justice Ginsburg lie in repose at the Supreme Court for 2 days sets another exception. As in the past, justices have lain in repose in the Supreme Court's Great Hall for only one. Excuse me, I have to cough. I said I'm winging it. Being a pioneering advocate of women's rights, who was also a cultural icon and a liberal hero, they made another exception, finding that the extra day was necessary to accommodate the huge numbers of people expected to turn out to honor her. Two movies have been released about her life and legacy, one titled On the Basis of Sex, and the other a CNN documentary, RBG, as Ginsburg continued to become a pop culture phenomenon throughout her lifetime and dubbed Notorious RBG. A makeshift memorial flowing with flowers and candles paying tribute to Ginsburg has been lining the sidewalk outside of the Supreme Court. Lawmakers from both political parties, as well as those in the entertainment business and athletes, have also been expressing admiration for Ginsburg, while inside the Supreme Court, her bench chair and the bench in front of it have been draped in black in memoriam. According to Jewish Traffic Agency, Ginsburg would note in speeches that she was the only justice with a mezuzah affixed to her office door. A poster on the wall read, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof, the Hebrew injunction from the Torah, meaning, justice, justice shall you pursue. I am a judge born, raised, and proud of being a Jew, Ginsburg wrote in an essay from the American Jewish Committee in 1996. The demand for justice runs through the entirety of the Jewish tradition. I hope in my years on the bench of the Supreme Court of the United States, I will have the strength and courage to remain constant in the service of that demand. RGB died just before the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the high holy days that will end with Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and mourning commencing the eve of September 27 to sunset September 28th. Private internment services are slated to be held next week at Arlington National Cemetery, where Justice Ginsburg's husband, Martin D. Ginsburg, was buried in 2010. And that's the article. Now, I don't have a follow-up on whether they had her interment or not, but I will get that. But then I had written a follow-up article. I guess I was calling observations and comments. And I wrote, wow, it's as if someone read my article on Ruth Bader Ginsburg lying in the state at the Capitol building. I tune in Wednesday as Rabbi Lauren first sang the opening prayer in Hebrew and translating into English. Blessed is God, the true judge, God has given, God has taken, Praise be the name of Adonai. Rabbi Holzblatt from Adas Israel, a conservative congregation in Washington, D.C., sang Psalm 123, which most of us are familiar with in its English content, as David's 23rd Psalm that begins with the words, "The Lord is my shepherd." Rabbi then said some words about Ginsburg, where she acknowledged her being the first woman to lie in state, the elephant in the room. I then tuned into CNN to hear comments, at which time one of the reporters acknowledged that she is not the only first woman, not only the first Jewish woman, but that she is the first person of Jewish faith to lie in state, and something that Jews will remember is going down in history. So on Thursday the 25th, Holzblatt addressed the attendees singing the prayer of Psalm 113, verse 5 in Hebrew, and translating that in English. In the chambers of Justice Ginsburg hangs a framed piece of art that reads, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof, the Hebrew injunction from the Torah meaning justice, justice, you must pursue. Holzberg continued saying, the rabbinic tradition assigns meaning to every single word in the Torah, so there must be a reason why Tzedek, justice, is written twice. The repetition here teaches even Ezra, a medieval rabbi, that time and time again, all of the days of your life, you must pursue justice. Perhaps this would be a better phrase to place on a sign of protest. There are many plans to memorialize Ginsburg in Brooklyn, where she was born. Well, that should not stop the plaques or where her more than deserved statue should be placed. And I'll get back to this later with something else. But first, I want to talk about Helen Reddy. Before I do, why don't I have a commercial here? Oh, yes, of course.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yes, and you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com, and they have cookies, and oh, goodness, they have other flavors that came out. Okay, before the jewel comes down, let's get to Helen Reddy. Yes, we're sorry that she died. Helen Reddy has her biopic, I Am Woman. This is a movie that was put out, starring Tilda, I believe it's Cobham Hervey, Daniel McDonald, and Evan Peters, is being released in theaters and on demand September 11th, which was then. Okay. From up-and-coming female filmmaker, I believe it's Unju Anju Moon, the biopic tells the story of Helen Reddy, the fiercely ambitious Australian singer behind the 1971 mega hit I Am Woman that became an anthem for the women's liberation movement. This is a cast full of impressive up-and-comers, including Danielle McDonald, who is solidifying her place as a star through roles in Netflix's Golden Globe Award-nominated Unbelievable, Fox Searchlight's Patty Cakes, and Netflix's Dumplin'. Evan Peters, whose performance in Golden Globe Award-nominated Pose, Golden Globe Award winner American Horror Story, and as Quicksilver in the X-Men franchise have landed him a loyal fan base, ready for his next career move. And Tilda Codham Hervey, who is breaking into the scene with her first leading role portraying Helen Reddy, following the success of Bleecker Street's Hotel Mumbat. Well, here is a synopsis of the movie. I was able to see a screener. Okay. In 1966, single mother Helen Reddy leaves her old life in Australia for New York and stardom, supposedly having won a music contest that she expected to become a record deal with Mercury Records. The song is You're My World. However, she finds that the male-dominated industry won't take her seriously. Helen finds an encouraging friend in legendary rock journalist Lillian Roxon, who becomes her closest confidant. When ambitious, aspiring talent manager Jeff Wald sweeps Helen off her feet, everything changes as he becomes both her husband and manager and relocates the family to California. Jeff has a snorting problem. With a strong push from Helen, Jeff secures her a recording contract and subsequent string of hit singles, including the iconic mega hit I Am a Woman. Increased fame leads to added pressures of themselves on their relationships, forcing Helen to find the strength to take control of her own destiny. I Am Woman is the inspiring story of singer Helen Reddy, again, as I said, who actually wrote the song I Am Woman. The songs include You and Me Against the World, Delta Dawn, Leave Me Alone, Angie Baby, I Don't Know How to Love Him, Ain't No Way to Treat a Lady, and Revolution. As far as my take on this, I thought the movie, don't miss it. It's excellent, excellent, excellent movie. It really gets, you know, shows her. And the best part, the actress sounds exactly like Helen Reddy. So I'm going to take a break and play. And well, this is not one of her songs, but this is apropos to the last two articles that I talked about.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, the smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell.
Internet radio show, or again, it was with quotes and everything. Okay, so now all I requested afterwards was to have those involved in both articles have a copy sent and asking if they read it. Well, needless to say, I was unable to get a direct answer from even one person. Speaking with Erin Clark got me the runaround and the underlying message that my articles, due to being in a publication that didn't warrant her efforts, did not go through. It was obvious in the way she said that it was sent, that I didn't happen, that it didn't happen, and she just wanted to say so. Well, after all, this is a job. I had to make it clear that I did not necessarily want feedback from those involved, but to know that I, with several pages of writing, was not both in vain in my efforts to be supportive, both Bregman and the Women's Monument Organization. During the conversation, Erin commented that she did not like the tone of my voice. I politely kept my mouth shut to answer. Then she was commenting on how much she helped me, to which I replied, "No, you did this to help them." No comment was given. I looked up Bregman's website to contact her, asking if she received and read the article that I wrote about her. "Perhaps my email is going into your spam, as I have written to you before. You can see that a tremendous amount of work went into the two articles, as well as the radio show, and I'm following up to determine as to whether the effort was worth it. Can it be more obvious that a person from a PR company replied saying that, whoever, is very grateful, and so is Monumental Women, the all-volunteer organization that worked for many years before I even came on the scene to make this project happen. When we visit the monument, we are happy to see people who have come there on purpose to see it, and those who just happen to stop by. Dozens of people are taking selfies with the statues any time we've been by. The work of journalists such as yourself is part of the success story. I could not tell exactly who this message was from, and nothing I asked was answered. What bothers me the most is that this is an organization that supposes to be supporting women, and I am getting no support but a person from a public relations firm seemingly doing her job and a more than poor performance at doing so." So that was what I had written. Let it be written, let it be said. Okay. So, and the last thing that I wanted to comment on is somebody actually called the newspaper, a woman called the newspaper to complain. I have a signature that I use in my email, calling myself a Laugh-frickin-American, L-A-U-G-H, Laugh-frickin-American, because it's a joke. I've been a comedian for so many years. And this woman called the paper, spoke to the publisher, and that she said that I was making fun of African Americans by doing this. Give me a break. Okay. Well, I took enough on this. So I'm going to leave you, and I may be on every day or every other day just to kind of chat. So, everybody, have a great day or evening or wherever you are. Where is it? Okay. Okay. Music intro. Okay. Bye.